We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, we wanted to talk with you today about what seems to be working and what's not working in response to that looting. What are you finding?
Well, let's start with yesterday. And I want to say a thank you, or what was what really worked, were the teens and organizers of the rally yesterday through downtown Oakland that attracted thousands of mostly young people who, when the order came that the curfew was going on into effect, dispersed. A couple of hundreds stayed around and went back and forth with the cops, but that quickly thinned out. But the fact that that many people could gather peaceably and then disperse freed up a lot of cops in and around the Oakland area and made for a much safer night all the way around. Now, one of the things that Alameda County Sheriff Greg Ahern did was he did a countywide shutdown or curfew starting at 8. And let me tell you what that did. That took a lot of the cars off the highways and the main arteries to and from various locations that would be targeted for looting that had been targeted the night and the weekend before. So what they did, the fewer cars on the road, when they started seeing these cars showed up, because the looters are traveling in packs, often between 3 to up to 10 cars in sort of caravans. They're in touch with each other in cell phones and picking out their targets, sometimes even sending scouts out ahead to check and see what the cops are up to. When they saw them rolling down the highways, they would send the squad cars up. Now, with the curfew, you have a reason right off the bat, if you're out after the curfew, for the police to pull you over. You don't need a busted tailpipe or a light out or anything like that you see in the movies. This is just straight up, you get to pull them over. So they would go into these groups of cars and hit the lights, all right? Let them know the cops are here, pull over. And what often happened, the caravans just split up and moved out, hit the rubber and just got the heck out of there as fast as they could. Unfortunately, they wound up in the north area, in Vallejo and Richmond and Solano, and that's county, and that's where we saw the looting last night.
Phil, do you know if there has been an attempt regionally for all these agencies group together and share information?
Yeah, they do. They talk to each other. For example, the East Bay police chiefs talk regularly. They talk on nights like this. They keep an eye out for social media. But, Patty, what happens is sometimes you get people that post things to divert. And also, the element in this that's made it different than past demonstrations is the use of cars and vans. The fact that you can go 55 to 65 to 80 miles an hour up and down Highway 80 gives you a mobility that you'd never had before with fixed demonstrations. So they're still playing catch-up, and they're still out there, and that's why they're going to continue tonight. It's the same thing. Try to find them before they get where they're getting or intercept them on the way. But like I said, it's fast cars versus fast cars, so this is something they've never seen before, and they're trying the best they can.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.